joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-0 defeat at Harrow Borough. Alan, do you feel as cheated as I do by the referee's performance?
Unbelievable. I just can't believe it. I don't know. It was 0-0, probably a draw, but it would have been a fair result. I think it's to come here and keep everyone going. That was the plan anyway. We haven't been blessed with luck all night. Chris and Jolly tiving how he did. Huckle, his ankle, or his foot, or whatever it was. Dukes was struggling with hamstring. Thomas had to come off, and that made a hell of a difference. Adam Thompson coming off, but a decision like that was probably gone through and scores, and you know, and the second goal, what it looked to me offside. But I just can't believe that the referee hasn't given that. It's a scandalous decision. It's the things what cost was so basic and straightforward. And even for the second goal, we're shouting out just to get the lad 10 yards back. Not, I don't want any favours. I don't want anything at all. All I want is the lad 10 yards back. He doesn't get 10 yards back. So Matty Gray cannot lift the ball and get a good ball in. We score the second from there. So, and that's what happens. So yes, I do feel terrible. I wouldn't say a cheater, because I've been done for that word before, but I think it's a scandalous display by referee. I really do think it's an awful display.
And like you said, they're probably training his throw and goal, the keeper handballs it. He's got a duty to wait 5 seconds to see what happens.
He's clean through, Bob, and he's just got to roll in the back of the net, and that's all he does, rolls in the back of the net. But to blow up, to get the ball back, it's absolutely pathetic. So, you know, I don't think there's wrong. Some people have had bad nights at the office, and I accept that, because that's what football's about. And we'll bounce back, no doubt about it. And everybody's positive around the place will be positive on Thursday, lifting the lads up again. There's a few bruises in there, and we'll be happy. But to get done like that, like, you know, something was going to come to end anyway, and it has come to end. So we just got to, you know, go from there. But to go for it, I wouldn't mind getting done by a better team. Yeah, don't get us wrong, I think he's done a great job down here. But the thing is, like, I wouldn't mind getting done by a good goal or something like that. But yeah, when it happens like that, 2 goals like that, you do really feel as though that, you know. A bit.
You said there's hints of offside of one of their goals.
I was more annoyed about the linesman not getting the lad 10 yards back. He went and booked the player, the referee, then he still hasn't got him 10 yards back. And Matty wants him 10 yards back with a good ball, and getting 5 yards back, he can't whip a good ball, and it was a poor ball. But to be honest, I thought the biggest letdown all night was the passing wasn't very good. We've got some quite good people who like to pass the ball, and I kind of think I thought the midfield 5 were poor at passing the ball. Like, didn't go as long as the front 2 didn't do anything tonight, and I'm very disappointed, and didn't work, you know, looked tired and looked lethargic, and you know, that's just one of them things. But what the front 2's done for us in the last year, but once Adam Thompson went out the back three, and once young Julian come off, we didn't look so safe, to be honest, you know.
There was 8 goals in this fixture back at Kings Meadow back in August. Were you surprised how tight the game was today?
No, because we've tightened up with Adam Thompson being back in the team. We've tightened up, and I'm just a bit concerned where at the minute we've got to make sure he's okay. My personal thoughts are, if he's fit, we've got a chance of getting the playoffs. If he's not fit, that lessens our chance quite a bit, to be honest. It's like having a good centre forward, having a centre half like him, because like I say, when he went off, we didn't look the same.
And what is the early verdict on him?
I think he'd be alright. Hooks is limping out, just limping out there. So he's limping the boost. We'll get on. It's been one of you have these in football and fallout of this club in the last 3 years where you have a bad night and everything goes wrong, and everything what possibly could went wrong out there went wrong. It's simple as that. But no excuses, well done then. We'll bounce back. We always do bounce back, and we'll look forward to, we'll crack on again. There'll be other results tonight where we have been beaten, and it's been not bad results for us. So it's not a disaster. There's no panic going on. We'll train well Thursday, and we'll be up for the game Saturday. I'm not so sure if some people want it to want so much up for tonight. So we'll see.
How frustrated are the players this evening in that dressing room?
Very frustrated about the goal, because like you say, it was a goal, that's what the daft thing is, but that's a big frustration. So from being 1-1 and going and try to win the game to actually try to press for the game again, and you know, when we get a free kick, Cookies just walked past, and I think he's the only one who scored from a free kick. We don't score free kicks. We do not, you know, we've got to get better at free kicks. I said straight away, whoever, I don't know who even took this, it'll hit the wall. We'll always hit the wall or something like that, or it goes 25 yards over a ball. It's something we've got to practice on, and it's hit a while, come back, blah, 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 and the next thing you know, it's in the back of the net. So we lack quality all night in all areas. We've got some quality players, but on the night, we lack quality. Like, if you think of the front two who've been great for us, one very good tonight. Logic, come on, wasn't very good tonight. And we lack quality in areas. The full backs, how many times we get the ball wide and we couldn't miss the first man. Things like that, and that's cost for tonight. But we'll get that better for Saturday, I can guarantee that.
Do you think there'll be a change in personnel for Saturday?
We need one or two. We probably should have done it tonight, Simon, to be honest, but you can't, because we haven't been beaten this year. We've been on magic running. We haven't had many disappointments, to be honest, so we cannot really change that many things at this minute. But I do feel a few little fresh legs that weren't going to miss and all that, you know. And we'll let us have a look at the energy situation. If it's too bad at tomorrow, then I'll let it go and get want it to win because my squad's not very big. But that'll be fine. The lads will come in and be fighting out a bit. But the subs I put on, I was, you know, didn't be, it was a hard game for them to come in and probably didn't do much. But be fair to them, we worked very hard and we've got still a good result against us.